with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of DOJ and the Trump administration to have access to sensitive federal files.
The ruling clears the way for Department of Efficiency teams to tap into Social Security systems. The administration says DOJ needs access to carry out its mission of targeting waste and fraud in the federal government. Three liberal judges dissented. The ruling halts an order from U.S. District Judge Ellen Hollander in Maryland, who sided in part with the plaintiffs, a group of labor unions and retirees, and cited federal privacy laws in finding that DOJ's efforts at Social Security amounted to a fishing expedition. Social Security holds data on nearly everyone in the country, including school records, salary details, and medical information. I'm Jennifer King.
The Justice Department has returned Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the United States from a Salvadoran prison. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring. They found this was his full-time job, not a contractor. He was a smuggler of humans and children and women.
The charges allege that Abrego Garcia conspired to bring undocumented immigrants to the U.S. from Guatemala, El Salvador, and other countries. The U.S. is up to 1,168 confirmed measles cases this year. Texas added 4 cases in the past week, which shows continued slowing in its outbreak. Health officials in Pennsylvania and Michigan declared their outbreaks over. 2 elementary school-aged children and an adult have died from measles-related illnesses this year. On Wall Street, the Dow by 443 points. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry in Cambodia has a new outreach.
Audrey Jackson of the Christian Chronicle reports that Cambodia Christian Ministries is opening what they call the Jesus Village. The village, 50 miles west of Phnom Penh, the capital of Cambodia, will span about 15 acres and house 240 orphans in 12 houses. Each house will have 2 classrooms upstairs, allowing the children to attend classes spanning kindergarten to high school. So far, the ministry has built 1 home and begun constructing a 2nd. The first semester of the school will begin this fall. I'm Bill Alexander.
Republican Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran of Kansas have proposed a resolution to remember Sarah Milgram and her fiancé, Yaron Leshinsky. They were tragically killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. on May 21, 2025. This is SRN News. There's a recall on certain Midea air conditioners that could make people sick.
It's a voluntary recall by Midea of 1.7 million of its popular U and U Plus smart air conditioners. The problem is pooled water may not drain fast enough, leading to mold growth. There's been at least 152 reports of mold in air conditioners. More than a dozen customers report exposure to mold resulted in respiratory infections, allergic reactions, coughing, sneezing, and sore throats. The air conditioners were sold from March of 2020 through last month online and at stores, including Costco and Home Depot. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. employers slowed hiring last month, but still added a solid 139,000 jobs amid uncertainty over President Trump's trade wars. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.